Don't you know we come this far?
Welcome to the History of Christianity podcast with Daniel White the Third. My name is Sneaqua Grace White, and I am the fourth oldest daughter of Daniel White the Third. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White the Third helps believers understand the basics of Christian history.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White the Third, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the History of Christianity podcast, episode number 224, titled The First Crusade. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, when I became a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, December the 19th, 1979, I somehow had the crazy idea that Christianity began when I got saved. My salvation experience was quite dramatic, similar, if you would allow me to say, to the Apostle Paul's conversion to Christ. So I had no concept of the hundreds of years of the history that Christianity had gone through already since the time of the Lord Jesus Christ here on earth some 2,000 years ago. I have found that many believers, young and old, have the same false and crazy idea. I do understand it, however. The purpose of this podcast is to dispel this notion by sharing with people the history of Christianity from the ministry and time of Jesus Christ on earth all the way up until the present day in an easy to understand way and format. You do not have to worry. This is not a lecture. This is just a look at the basic facts and figures of Christianity, of Christian history, that every believer and every person needs to know about. Our scripture passage for today is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, which reads, "For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ." Our history of Christianity featured quote for today is from Philip Schaff. He said, "The history of the church is the rise and progress of the kingdom of God, of the kingdom of heaven upon earth, for the glory of God and the salvation of the lost world." Today, in the history of Christianity, we are looking at the First Crusade, Part 2, from Dr. Justo L. Gonzalez's fine book, The Story of Christianity, Volume 1. Bishop Adhemar, the appointed leader of the crusade, had died of fever during the siege, and the army was headless. After much bickering and delay, Godfrey of Bouillon emerged as the new leader, and the army finally caught its first glimpse of the Holy City on June 7th, 1099. Those defending Jerusalem were not Turks, but Fatimite Arabs from Egypt, so named because they claimed descent from Fatima, Muhammad's daughter. Indeed, the reason why the Crusaders had achieved their measure of success was that the Muslims were not united much as earlier the Arabs had been able to conquer vast territories. Because their enemies were similarly divided, those whom the Crusaders had fought in Nicaea and Antioch were Turks who had become Sunni, while the Fatimites who held Jerusalem for Shiites. Furthermore, according to Arab chronicler Ibn al-Athar, the Crusaders had come to Syria at the behest of the Fatimites, who feared the growing power of the Turks. The garrison in Jerusalem was ready for a long siege. The surrounding land had been razed and the wells poisoned to deny supplies to the besiegers. The Crusaders also expected a long siege, but in early July they received news of a large Fatimite army approaching and came to the conclusion that they had to take the city or withdraw. Since theirs was a religious enterprise, they begged God for support. Pardon me. Marching around the city, barefooted and singing penitential hymns. A few days later, they attacked the walls. Resistance was strong, but finally a single knight was able to climb to the top of the wall. And there to hold a space where others could follow him. As the breach grew, resistance melted. The defenders fled from the walls, and the Crusaders swept into the city. That was the goal of their long campaign. It was July 15th, 1099. Although some scholars today tend to think that there is a measure of exaggeration in them, contemporary reports declare that all of the defenders were killed, as well as many civilians. Women were raped and infants thrown against walls. Many of the city's Jews had taken refuge in the synagogue, and the Crusaders set fire to the building with them inside. At the porch of Solomon's horses waded in blood. Then the Crusaders set out to organize the conquered lands in the fashion of Western Europe. Godfrey of Bouillon was made protector of the Holy Sepulchre, but his brother, Baldwin, who succeeded him in 1100, took the title of King of Jerusalem. The main vassals of this kingdom were Bohemond, Prince of Antioch, Baldwin, Count of Edessa, and Raymond of Toulouse, Count of Tripoli. Ladies and gentlemen, if the Lord should tarry and we live, we will continue this journey into history, and we will begin looking at later history of the Crusades. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this magnificent time together, going back into history to learn more about our faith. Lord, help us to apply what we learn and become more stabilized and more faithful to you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friends, simply knowing the facts about Christian history without knowing the one on whom this faith is based will do you no good. If you do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I encourage you to get to know him today. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Simply believe in your heart that the Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins. He shed his blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can be a part of the church in this life, and in the life to come, live in heaven forever with God. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will do so. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember that history is truly his story. God bless you.